But we used to go down there and build rafts. When I was in my teens, probably early teens, yeah, we weren't supposed to go onto the gravel pits. There were lots of warning signs up. But there were sort of a couple of trails or paths around the gravel pits. And there was one area where the water wasn't too deep, where there was a sort of a small, shallow area. And I can remember taking oil drums, rolling oil drums down there. I don't know where we got them from, but I can remember picking them up from a friend's house and we rolled them all the way down. Down Richmond Drive onto the gravel pits, and we'd got some planks and ropes and blue kind of baler twiny stuff, I think it would have been, or might have been orange, no, it's blue, it's definitely blue. And I can remember lashing the planks together, and I don't swim well, so I wouldn't have necessarily gone out on this raft had I not been confident the water wasn't too deep. There were quite a lot of areas where you could look into the water and just see it dropping away. You'd see sort of like it'd be 2 or 3 feet of sandiness and then just black. And we were always told to keep well away from those areas with the weed and everything. But the area where we had the raft, there were freshwater mussels. And I can remember one summer, the water level was quite low, and we found quite a lot of the shells with the little freshwater pearls in them. So we spent quite a lot of time looking for those. So, yeah. I used to have those in my shoebox as well.